in studio with us. We've got Rebecca Deaton, Sean Deaton with us, and they're going to tell us about Cupcakes for Autism on Saturday, April 28th. Takes place at 10 o'clock in the morning at Avon Lake Town Center. Guys, thank you so much for coming in studio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Well, this sounds awesome. And, you know, Rebecca, I think you and I got in touch just a little over a week ago, and you were sharing some of the details with this event. This has been remarkably successful over the last 5 years. This year's event, which takes place a week from this coming Saturday, is going to be really, really cool. On April 28th, it's the sixth year that you've hosted this. Give us the history behind this event. How did this all start?
Well, I started out, obviously, 6 years ago. We had Max going to school at Spectrum School, and they wanted to build a therapeutic playground. So we were looking for ways to raise money. And obviously a bake, so I thought, you know, let's try this. So I got myself and three of my friends. We started it out. We made about $1,000 that day, and it has just grown from there. So the next year we did it again for Spectrum, and we helped them build their indoor cafe for the students to work in. I don't want to say we helped them build it, but we did help raise money to help it be built. And then the third year, it went up to, I think, 11 bakers. And we helped Camp Ideas in Lorraine. And from there, we've done it for Camp Imagine for the last 2 years and this year. And each year, it's just gotten bigger. We went 16 bakers. Then last year, we had 23 bakers. This year, I have 25 bakers at this point. And so there'll be about between 4,000 to 5,000 cupcakes and treats at this. We changed the name a little bit to Cupcakes and Treats because there's so many talented cookie makers and candy makers out there as well that have joined in to help. So it's going to have a little bit more variety this year.
I just wanted to ask you that, Rebecca. When you got together with your friends, why did you decide on cupcakes originally?
Well, because we're all bakers okay. of cakes and cupcakes.
Sure.
And so that's how it started.
And there are so many things that go into this event. Obviously, it goes towards a wonderful cause, but people are going because there are so many wonderful cupcake options at this event. But you guys have more than just cupcakes going on.
Right.
What all is happening at this event?
Well, I have a live singer. His name is Sean Facemeyer. He does acoustic music. He's wonderful, and he keeps everybody entertained. We have face painting for the kids, which will be $1 a ticket. We have superheroes from Northeast Ohio for kids coming with about, I believe, 8 or so princesses and superheroes. Our daughter Tori runs around in a cupcake costume. She's Cutie the Cupcake.
Cutie the Cupcake. Nice.
This year we'll have approximately 75 plus raffle baskets available to bid on. Tickets will be $1 each for some, and then there will be some that we'll have $5 tickets for. We also have as long as there's no fires and crime in Avon Lake that day, the fire department will be bringing out a truck or so, and then the police will bring out some cars. And then Jill and Brian Methay from Mardi Gras Cake and Supply in North Olmsted, not only have they been a huge help with everything and donating so much, they're also bringing out their race car for the kids to visit.
Wow.
And I know that they'll have a little special treat for them as well, the kids that come up.
And I was looking at some of those raffle baskets a little bit earlier. And, mm-hmm. you know, on your Facebook page, it was pretty funny. You posted a picture of what your living room looks like right now with those baskets scattered all over the place.
Yeah, that was about 49 of them at that point. I have a little bit more now. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Beautiful baskets with wonderful prizes in them. I mean, everybody that wins is going to come out very happy.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's really kind of something for everybody. I mean, I saw one basket loaded with lottery tickets. There was another basket with all kinds of gift cards, another
yes.
basket with lots of chocolate, and there's some beer and wine in there as well. I mean,
yes.
You really have something for everybody.
Right. And the ones that have the gift cards in it, there's a special family that goes with that. They're called Caden's Crew. Caden does go to Camp Imagine. This family, for the last 3 years, has donated. I get a little choked up here. Last 2 years, it's been like $500 in gift cards. And then this year, it's $750 in donations.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been split up into a couple different raffles, but absolutely wonderful prizes. And they're such a good family. They're always so wonderful to us.
We're talking with Rebecca and Sean Deaton here on Cupcakes for Autism. It takes place Saturday, April 28th. All starts at 10 o'clock in the morning at Avon Lake Town Center. All right, I've got to ask because, you know, when we were talking about having you come on the air and do the interview, I said, I've got to do some digging here to see who all is going to be at this event making cupcakes. And, I mean, you guys really have just a little bit of everything. Every flavor of cupcake that you guys could imagine you're going to have here from a long list of vendors. You've got flavors ranging from buttered popcorn to Mountain Dew flavored cupcakes. You know, what goes in to this process of finding this network of bakers? I know you've got a long list of those who are going to be there, and right. I'll let you run through that. But how does all that work? How do you get everybody together?
Well, a couple of these bakers, quite a few of them, have done this for me for quite a few years. Double E's has been the one that's been here the longest, and she's a good friend of mine, Elizabeth Erswell, and her husband Eric helps. I go on and I ask on Facebook. I look for people, hey, do you know bakers? I started posting the event and telling people, hey, I need bakers to donate 12 dozen cupcakes or more. And it just amazes me how quickly people just come forward. And this year I have quite a few bakers that I've never met yet that have joined in, and I'm looking forward to meeting them. We have become just one of the biggest baking families out there. I mean, we support each other. We stay friends, and, you know, we refer each other to other people if we can't do an order. That's how we work. We support each other, and it just has grown and grown and grown from there.
Rebecca, you'd mentioned some of the things the proceeds go to in the past. You mentioned the therapeutic park. You mentioned Camp Imagine, which I believe proceeds are going to again this year. For those who don't know, what is Camp Imagine and what does it do for these kids?
It's an extended school year service. It's an experience for developmentally disabled children in grades 1 through 12. It helps them keep what they've learned in school over the summer so they don't forget. Plus, they do so many activities with these children. They get to go to the pool, Avon Lake Swimming Pool. They have a car wash. The superheroes come. They have, last year I believe they had like some jungle animals, snakes and reptiles and stuff. I mean, they do all kinds of things. They go bowling at the end of the year. They have a graduation ceremony for the kids. It's just a wonderful program that keeps them occupied and keeps their learning going through the summer as well.
Sure. How'd this marriage kind of work out with Camp Imagine?
Oh, it's wonderful. They're good people. Sure. We have a good relationship with them. Yes.
You mentioned that there's some people you need to shout out. You've got the list right there in front of you. And I want you to throw this out there as well, too, because I know for a lot of our listeners, they're probably listening to see if there's a baker out there that maybe they can associate with that will probably be at this event. I mean, you guys, you have tons of people lined up for this.
Yes, we have 25 bakers this year so far. Bakers and treat makers, I should say. Rebecca Sweets and Treats, which is my bakery. Double E Sweets, Amazing Cakes and More. Frosted Cupcakes and Creations. Jessica Riley Adkins. Mad Batter Cupcakes and Confections.
Love that name.
What the Cupcakes, Christine Sweet Sprinkles, I have Amy Vandenberg, Cupcake Cravings, Buckeye Bell's Baking Company, No Nuts Bakery, which is a nut-free bakery for those people out there with nut allergies, Sepsi Sweet Bakery, ACDC Cupcakes, Ella B. Daisy Bakery, Jen Johnson, Classic Cakes by Yvonne, Classy Cakes by Yvonne, sorry, Sweet and Chic Celebrations Designs and Sweet Treats, Laughlin Cakes and Cookies, Northeast Ohio, Jill's Sweet Creations, LLC, Christina Van Wagnen, Sweet Isabel's, Speckles Sweet Shop, Jilly's Sweets Cafe, and also Jill Mathay, which is the owner of Mardi Gras Cakes and Candy out in North Olmsted, who has helped us. She's making autism awareness suckers and puzzle piece candy pieces.
Fitting, because April is indeed Autism Awareness Month.
Absolutely.
Very good stuff. Did you get to the end of the list?
I did.
All right, good stuff. Well, we also need to throw this out there as well, because on occasion, you know, we'll hear from people that say they need to really put their cooking skills to the test. They believe that their recipe is the best. You're actually looking for another baker or two to enter the equation, right?
Yeah, we're always taking them up. If anybody's willing to come forward, we're looking for 12 dozen each, but at this point, since it's so close to it, we'd take, you know, whatever we can get. You just have to be present at the sale with a table to help with your goods. And if you're willing to do it, give me a shout out. Come on to the Facebook page and message me.
We'll get to the Facebook page in a minute, but again, this is a wonderful opportunity. It goes towards such an incredible cause as well.
Right.
Sean, you've been pretty quiet over here, man. We got to direct the conversation your direction for just a second. What's this process like for you? This has got to be a lot of fun and so incredibly rewarding and really just a cool experience.
Well, the big experience for me is just watching how hard Rebecca works on this. It's just amazing. She puts all of her time into this, and she does a great job. And the other thing that's amazing is just watching her get other people involved. She's grown this amazingly in the past few years, and it's really something to see, and it's a labor of love. And I told you, I'm just the guy that carries stuff, but it's amazing to be a part of. I love it. And going back to the question he asked earlier, the main reason for us doing this is our son, Max. He was diagnosed with autism a few years ago. And as a parent, when you get that information, you feel kind of helpless, you know, because we're not educators, we're not doctors. You really don't know what to do. So, you know, Rebecca took action. You know, she said, I'm not any of those things, but what can I do? So she created this amazing event. And not only does it benefit our son, but it benefits the community.
Sorry.
It's just been an amazing thing, and it's been great to be a part of.
That's awesome stuff. Well, and I think the other thing, too, is you mentioned I'm just the guy that kind of carries stuff. Well, that's a very important role.
It is.
You need guys.
He
and you need,
is an
you need,
amazing
yeah.
support system
and
for
you
me.
Need guys. You need ladies who can carry stuff. And I know you're also looking for some volunteers to help out along the way, even if you can't bake. And look, I can't bake, but I could certainly – I mean, I certainly enjoy being a part of things like this. What kinds of things are you looking for with volunteers for the event?
Well, we have quite a few people coming, but we always are looking for people to be there to help pass out containers to the customers, and be at the raffle tables and, you know, different things like that. And then, of course, clean up and set up and all that. It's a lot of work.
I believe yeah. it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But again, I mean, this kind of work is so incredibly rewarding. And look, there's a lot of cupcakes there, too. I mean, you are rewarded by just being there.
I'm telling you, for what you're all the amount of cupcakes and treats there, and we're selling them all for $1.50 each. I mean, you can't get gourmet cupcakes anywhere for that price.
Yeah,
in our own businesses, we don't sell them that cheap.
Well, it's a steal, and again, it goes towards a wonderful cause as well.
We've raised $7,049 last year. We're going to make more than that this year.
Awesome stuff.
Guarantee it.
Well, and I think for you also, too, it's got to be so incredibly rewarding to see the kinds of things that come out of this work also. You mentioned those before, some of the things that you've actually helped to create. If we can hit those one more time, just to give the listeners an idea as to just how powerful something like this can be.
Right. Well, with the Spectrum School in Lorain, we helped raise money to build that therapeutic playground. And I mean, anybody that drives by it and sees those, you know, toys that are in that playground and the jungle gyms and all that stuff, it's so cool. And then the cafe that's inside there, you can go in and purchase food. The students work there. It helps the school. The money they make there replenishes things that they need to buy for their school. The third year, like I said, we did it for Camp Ideas. They use that for supplies and things and end of the year fun festival that they did. And then Camp Imagine, they use it to help with the activities. And last year, I believe it was last year, they did the sensory room. We bought a lot of things for that sensory room with the money, you know. And that sensory room is very important for the children. When they need a break and they're having a hard time that day, they go to that room and they, you know, there's things they can touch and, you know, different things to help them with their sensory issues. So you know, we just give it to, you know, give them the money and they do what they need to do for the camp. And we're happy with that.
That's outstanding stuff. Again, it takes place Saturday, April 28th. Cupcakes for Autism takes place at Avon Lake Town Center, 10 o'clock in the morning. You guys will start selling, right?
Right. All right. And we also do have vendors there selling their goods as well.
What kinds of vendors?
We have LuLaRoe, Unique Makeup, Tupperware, nail supplies. There's all kinds of them. There's a list on the page. Also, we'll have the Crave food truck there as well, with beverages and food, as you know, to purchase. And
very
they'll
nice.
Be donating a portion of their proceeds.
So for those who are interested in being a part of the action, they can obviously show up, but if they want to get a hold of you as well, how can they do that to find out more information, whether it be to be a vendor, to be a baker, or just to volunteer their services? Where can they go to get a hold of you?
They can contact me on my Facebook page. It's called Rebecca Sweets and Treats, and that's with the ampersand, not an and, Rebecca Sweets and Treats. Or they can find the event page as well, which is the 6th annual Cupcakes and Treats for Autism. And then you can find my link there to my page as well.
Awesome stuff. Before we let you go, you brought us some wonderful treats here today. What have you provided us with?
Well, the top package is Guinness Stout chocolate cupcakes with an Irish cream frosting. And then there's a variety pack underneath with my famous quadruple salted caramel cupcakes.
Wow.
And then there's a chocolate cupcake with fresh strawberry frosting. And then there's chocolate cupcakes with my basic bakery style frosting.
Wow.
Just tinted.
Well, thank you for bringing those in. See,
I
usually Matt
them.
Douglas and I were like usually in a pretty giving mood and we're willing to share things with the rest of the station. You know, I don't know. We might just want to keep these for ourselves here. The big boss did come in here around 5 o'clock, and he was pretty interested. So because he signs the paychecks, we may have to let him have one. But you know, we'll have to put our heads together to see which ones of these we're actually willing to share. But Rebecca, Sean, thank you guys so much for coming. And it was a lot of fun to have you guys in the studio and really a lot of fun, too, to learn more about the process. And we hope everybody can make it out on Saturday, April 28th, 10 o'clock at Avon Lake Town Center Cupcakes for Autism. Guys, again, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having
thank
us.
You.
We really appreciate it.
Come on out, everybody.
Yeah, and don't wait because we sell out fast. It says 1 o'clock end time, but it's till sell out.
I heard before they came on the air, they mentioned, 90 minutes you guys sold out last year?
Last year was 3 hours, and then the year before that was an hour and 45 minutes.
Well,
yeah, we sell
fast.
Out fast.
You might want to get a tent overnight and just set up outside.
Camp out.
Yeah, I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
this is better than concert tickets.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
All right, we'll